Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Now, when you look into Proverbs chapter 23, verses 8, it says, the morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words. This is a waste of life that is brought on in the disguise of pleasant words, pleasantries that are actually traps of delusion, confusion, and spiritual manipulation that we see these days. Muruti Mraka?
Yeah. Indeed. When I heard that this, you know, I'm reminded of a practice that we have come to accept in these days that we are living in. A practice of somewhere in the year, a certain Sunday will be set aside and it will be called Pastor's Appreciation. I'm not saying it's wrong to appreciate those that are working amongst us. However, the way it runs, first of all, it's the person who's supposed to be appreciated who plans what should happen. And that person also stipulates what gifts they must have and all those kind of things. In itself, just there, it means it's no more an appreciation. It's coming in the guise of appreciation. If you want to appreciate me, Brother Ray, I don't have to tell you, number one. I don't have to plan it, number two. I don't have to tell you how or what kinds of gifts will actually please me. I don't have to do that. If I do that, it's no more you appreciating me. It's me manipulating you to give me what I want. And these are things which are happening as I speak. Every year you come to that cycle of those kind of... Now, when you look at them, what does it say? The scripture which you read, you will vomit those pleasant words which you were saying concerning that person when they do something which you don't like. Because suddenly they like somebody else, they appreciate somebody else more than you, and you were the one who was running at the forefront organizing this appreciation event. Because the whole motive between the one who is being appreciated and within quotation marks and those that are appreciated within quotation marks, because the motives are wrong. Anything that happens between them, then it's almost like they never appreciated one another. That's one of those things which is in the modern times. It is, you know, it is prevalent. And let me go to Luke chapter 20. I will start from verse 19. And verse 19 says, and the chief priest and the scribes that very hour sought to lay hands upon him. But they feared the people, for they knew he had spoken this parable against them. Jesus Christ had spoken a parable. They were upset because they realized that this parable, he is speaking concerning how they conduct themselves. And they felt, let's get with this man, but they feared the people. I'll come back to that one of the fearing of the people. So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be righteous that they might seize on his word in order to betray him to the principality and the authority of the governor. Then they specifically asked him, asserting, "Teacher, we know that you assert and teach uprightly, and you do not show personal favoritism, but teach the way of God in truth." Just there, I'm not going to what they use, the example they use, but just those last two verses show us a flattery. They want, actually, they don't believe what they are saying. They come to him and say things which they don't believe. They say things which they believe he wants to hear, and he will be flattered to hear those things. And once he has heard them and he's happy, then he might say things which they will then use against him. But what did they say? The things which they don't believe, but they say. They say, "Teacher." In other words, it would be as though they regard him as their teacher. But they don't regard him as their teacher. And they say, "We know that whatever you assert and whatever you teach, you do it upright. Why then try to trap him if you believe that?" And they even go to the higher level of saying, "We know that what you are teaching, you don't have any personal favoritism, and you teach these things the way in the way of God, in the way of truth. All lies." But they use the right word. So this is happening even amongst ourselves today. Many of the churches, like Prof. Kabamba was actually giving examples of what happens, how there is a whole exercise all the time of presenting shenanigans as though they are actually what the Father wants. Anyone who seeks to do the will of the Father, if they start to stand up and consistently speak and do the will of their Father, they become enemies to many Christians. I know of a church where all of the people walked out. They had been taught for years the truth. And then other people came who claimed to be pastors, who were showing all these kinds of things that are tangible that they can do for the people. And in a short space of time, they walked out and followed those other people. Why? Because they don't want the truth. They don't want to live the truth. Anyone who will flatter them, anyone who will promise them things that are tangible things of the now, they will follow. Instead of living by faith and understanding that in living by faith, you actually conquer. And these are reality. That if you live by faith, you do what you hear the Father say you should do. And when you do that, you get a challenge. The forces of the world will challenge you, will present something which will actually challenge your trust in the Father. But if you are consistent in trusting Him and confessing what He has shown you, He wants for you, and walking it even when circumstances are contrary, it's almost like those circumstances end up melting.
Mm.
When the time of the Father has come to show that He's always there, He has not abandoned you, He has not forsaken you, but this is not what people want. Most people want to come to churches, one, for entertainment, the music is nice, number two, the preaching is motivating us that we will be like the preacher. If we do what you said earlier on, my brother, that we must keep on pumping things towards the preacher, and then we will ultimately be like him in terms of being like how the social media platforms that use screens and modifications. You'll see, like, I used to, in fact, I still own it. I don't use Instagram. And then I saw, it's not only Instagram. Many others are like that. You can make yourself look much better than you look in actual, in reality.
Mm.
And when people see those pictures, they like them. They want to follow them. They want to be like that themselves. What is that? It's flattery.
Mm.
There's one which I once saw on Facebook, which you actually can make yourself look younger and more beautiful than you are, more handsome than you are. That is flattering.
Mm.
And you, when you present it, there are many likes and many hearts loving concerning it, and you are so excited. People like me, people love. This is the modern idea. These are the things which are, and therefore, they are creeping also into the church where you must dress in a certain way. You must be a native dresser as a pastor and a pastor's wife. You must be, you know, people, a fashionista, whatever they call it. You become that way. And that way, people will be there every Sunday because they want to be associated with this type of power couple.
Hmm.
Teach the word of God. Show people what the Father wants them to do. They don't like it. Hmm. They are just waiting for anyone that can promise them something else. And they will go after it. But what does the Father say? When we are walking these kinds of paths, we must be consistent. We must be persistent. Because there is a work which the Father is doing in us. He's changing our image to conform to the image of His Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. That does not happen by just talk. It happens by obedience. When one walks that obedient path, you are being changed. Whether people like it or not, whether you yourself are aware or not, sooner than later you'll become aware that I am truly being changed.
All right. Thank you so much, Muruti. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM. Are you ready to make yourself a more compelling candidate for any career? Take ownership of your future. Enroll in the I Am Youth e-learning program today for only 100 rand a year. From leadership programs, computer skills, soft skills such as customer service, sales and stress management, or learn how to construct a CV, basic to advanced Microsoft Word, Outlook and Excel skills.
You can even practice your K53 learner's license. We have entrepreneurship courses for all business types. Get all these courses and more for only 100 rand a year. That's right, only 100 rand a year gives you full access to all the bouquet of courses. Simply visit imyouth.co.za and click on the I Am Learning tab to register today. I Am Learning with I Am Youth.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, Rachel says, good evening, Pastor Ray, and all the listeners. Compliments for 2025. May God protect, guide, and keep you safe and shower you with His love. Thank you so much. May He do the same to you. Shalom, shalom. And we have another one from, let me see. Jesso Undikan says, greetings, Brother Ray, and your guests. Happy New Year to you and your families, and to the Radio Pulpit family as well. On Sunday, Umfundisi said he does not fight anyone. All his battles are fought by God. And he quoted Psalm 105, verses 15. Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. He said, the Lord, Brother Ray, threatening people that they must stop talking about him in their living rooms, since he is the anointed one. Pulpits have been turned into a place where insults, pride, threats, lies, empty promises, and thefts are the order of the day. It has become so normal that they talk and insult just because they are anointed. It's sad, Brother Ray. The poor gets poorer in our churches today. People pay their way in order to be buried in these fancy churches called auditoriums, or else you will be buried at your backyard in a tent because you didn't follow their programs. Maybe they have their own heaven. Who knows? Great topic once again, Baruch Tibaka. Glory be to God. Shalom. Jesu Undikani, thank you so much. We give the Father all the praise.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM. No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. This one by Jesu Undikani. This WhatsApp says, empty promises, threats, pride, insults. Says pulpits have turned into that, and thefts, you know, it has become normal. That is the thing, the normalization of that which is untrue. That is a touch of modernity. Many people do not understand this very aspect. Modernism is a movement that is composed of a variety of complicated initiatives. That is meant to actually conquer the whole world, and it has perpetuated its way into the ministries and fellowships of saints and believers. It says, it's sad, Brother Ray, the poor gets poorer in churches today. You have to pay your way in order to be buried. It means in order to have your funeral conducted in these fancy churches called auditoriums, or else you will use your backyard and put a tent there. You know, maybe they have their own heaven. Who knows? You know, that is just Untika, and it really touched me there. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. This is just amazing. And let me read something else with regards to warnings on this. In Proverbs chapter 20... 7 verse 14, it says, he who blesses his friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, it will be counted a curse to him. The hypocrisy of acting as if people care about one another. The hypocrisy of acting as if one appreciates fellow man. Is one of the hypocrisies, one of the ingredients of flattery today. Pastor Sam?
Yes, that's exactly that. You know, hypocrisy has tend to become one of the keys that people are using to flatter as many people as they can. You know, we are not truthful anymore. Because when you talk about hypocrisy or, you know, hypocrite, means we are not truthful. We don't come clean. We don't say the truth as it is. We have to go around it in order to push a certain narrative. And the whole debate goes on when it comes to how people are perceived and how they've come to understand, how to tackle problems, how to sort out problems. Because it seems as if problems today have become spiritualized in such a way that people don't use anymore their own strength, their own abilities that God has given to them to fix matters. Because I believe that the Father comes in when we've been unable to do what we are called to do. If we are still able to do what we can do, I don't see why we need to stop it and wait for manna or for an angel for anything to come from wherever. Now, in our churches today, we, our men and our women, no, we need to say it, because if we don't say it, people think that we are trying to maybe we are afraid of something. No, we need to be honest with ourselves. I will say this because I'm a man of God like the rest. We stand on the pulpit. When we stand on the pulpit, the purpose has to be, what are we giving to the people? We are there to disciple them, not for our sake, but for Christ's sake. They have to be disciples of Christ. They have to become the disciples of Christ, not our disciples. Now, hypocrisy has come in such a way that people don't anymore present the truth as the truth. Now, they come up with the way to go around it, to manipulate that so-called word. They manipulate it in order for them to be seen as the focal point, in a way. Then they become the men of God, the women of God have become somehow the people have to revere, people that to respect and follow. Now, all this, as I said before, it comes with the time. You see, the Bible is speaking about in the book of second book of Timothy, chapter 3, we know this scripture, they were talking about the times, that there will be a time where times will be difficult. People will change. People won't be anymore as they used to be. I can read it quickly, but understand this. And that chapter 3 of 2 Timothy. But understand this, that in the last days, dangerous times of great stress and trouble will come. Difficult days that will be hard to bear. For people will be lovers of self. They will be lovers of self. They will be narcissistic, self-focused. Lovers of money, impelled by greed, boastful, arrogant, rebellious, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. And they will be unloving, devoid of natural human affection, callous, and inhumane, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, devoid of self-control. After they'll be immoral, brutal, hatred of good, traitors, and so on. When you see all these things, and the Bible says, in that time, what will happen is there will be some people who will get into the women, some women's house, and the Bible calls them the gems and jammers and jumpers. They'll go into women's house because women will be there. Among them, the Bible says, among them, there will be those who roam their way into homes of captive, morally weak, and spiritually draft women, weighed down by burden and their sins easily swayed by various impulses, always learning and listening to anybody who will teach them, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Today, especially women, because women are creatures of emotion, they fall easily in the hand of the enemy, easily. Now, what is happening is today, we're having those women who have been learning. They go from one church to another. They go from one prophet to another. And because of all this movement, you cannot find somebody who's truthful, because they know they are waiting for it to come. And as you go around, you find those ones who are just there as their purpose is to get and to seduce and to destroy as many people as they can. And they use malice, they use deceit, they use whatever ways to get to whatever they need. Not only that, the Bible is speaking again in the book of John that there will be a time where people will go, even in the book of Timothy, there will be a time where people will be seeking. Actually, in Timothy, people will be looking for their own teachers. Why are they going to be looking for their own teachers? Because they don't want to listen to the truth. Here the Bible says women will be learning but not understanding, not getting to understand what the Bible says. But there will be those ones who say, we don't want to waste our time. We would like somebody to speak to us the way we want him to speak to us. And then they go to those people. And what can you expect? We can only expect people who are not truthful, who are hypocrites, who can use whatever ways to give a message, to tell them whatever they can tell. You know, I pity people, especially those who fall into the hand of this so-called prophet of nowadays. I sometimes say, God, what is this? When somebody says, I see where you're coming from. I see your family, where you're coming from. You are born this number. You are the first of the family. Your parents' names are this. And you see the person out there, the other side, say, yes, man of God, go deeper. Yes, man of God, speak more. I say, hey, don't you know the name of your parents? You know that. Don't you know the names of your brothers? You know. You know that you are the first in the family. When somebody tells you that, is it a prophecy? It's not a prophecy. It's not even a reminder, because you know these things already. But why are you panicking? Why are you losing out? Because somebody is speaking to you about the things that you know. While the prophecy has everything to do with a new message, you see that these people, they don't bring any new message whatsoever. Whatever they bring is just word that will confuse even the people the most. And we end up like that, getting confused, not knowing what to do, where to go. And at the end of the day, we lose out everything because we are standing in front of people who do not have time even to follow what the master said. They don't have time to respect even what the master said. Whatever they have as time is just to fabricate word, find time to work out. Some people will tell you, we have this pastor today will tell you, no, me, I pray a lot for you. I spend time praying for you. I kneel down. Every night, I don't sleep on my bed. I only pray for you. I say, Pastor, why are you lying? Every night you sleep on your bed. Don't tell us that you always sleep on the floor every night. That's a lie. But you know what? It can be said on the pulpit. And everyone will applaud. Say, yeah, the man of God truly is sacrificing for us. But that man who sacrifices, when you look at him, there's no show of anything of him sacrificing. Nothing. Mm. But he's been sleeping on the floor. No, me, my knees are all the time on the floor. My knees, if you can see my knees, I pray for you all the time. Pastor, please, don't tell us that. You don't pray for us all the time. Just tell us what you want. And you know, because they cannot be truthful to the people, they cannot be truthful. The only thing they can come up with is to change the word, to make it work for them. And this is a pity to see today how Christian easily they can be seduced, how they can be flattered, how they can accept something just even the logic cannot accept. Because we need to be honest with ourselves. Sometimes you just sit and listen to the man and you see, this, what they're saying, they logically does not make sense. But you still continue to listen. And even tell you know what? If you do today, if you can just give something to God now, God will do. I said, logically, does really God need my money to bless me? Does he really need that? He the one must bless me, but he needs my money first. Does that really make sense? But you know, you're sitting there, you even say amen, you continue until the end. No, Muruti, there is this, you know these people who are using other wherever they go to, they use other powers. No, I've come to witness that. And people are using, you know, in the first question, you mentioned something of money laundering, for instance. You know, I've come to know a young pastor, when he's a prophet, by the way. When I knew him, he was young and was trying to get to become whatever he's becoming. Then I was talking to someone was telling me, you know, there's this pastor, and sometimes there's this people, they come to him. They give him the money, they present, they give him the money. And then when he gets the money, he'll keep the money for them. And then he'll be coming and collect money from him slowly until they give him his share. He is the pastor of the church. I said,
Is it so? Is it the way things happen? While myself, I remember in 2001, I used to have an office in Cape Town. Somebody came to me. He says, "Are you a pastor?" I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "Can you do business together?" I said, "What kind of a business do you want me to do with you?" He said, "No, I would like you to be keeping some few things for me." I said, "What are those things you want me to keep for you?" He said, "No, they're not dangerous. They're just simple things you keep for me, but I'll be coming to collect them from time to time." I said, "Uh-oh, man, you think that I'm playing game? You want to play game with me or what?" And he looked at me and said, "Are you not from the same country like me? I said, "I'm not. We're not from the same country." "I'm not." He said, "No, don't lie." He said, "No, I'm not. I'm a servant of God, and I know you're not from the same country. And not only that, I cannot do what you're asking me." And guess what? How many pastors are doing today are keeping money from all these drug dealers they're bringing to their churches?
Absolutely.
And they're keeping that money, and they stand on the pulpit and say, "God is blessing me." How many pastors are doing that?
Sure.
A lot. They're hypocrites. They stand in front and they lie in front of everyone. They drive this because I was in Cape Town. I mean, the side where I was living, Parkland side. Buruti, that side, if you see the type of cars, some of the young boys are driving. You cannot believe. You cannot believe. Those people are crooks. They're stealing money that you cannot believe the way they're stealing money. Sitting on a computer. But people are putting thousands and thousands, not of rent, of dollars, sending to their account. And those guys, they're driving the latest cars. And I said, "Okay, fine. Look at this." And these are members of churches. They go to churches. And there are pastors who are very good at it. They love those people because they come, they can give a big tithe. And not only that, pastors are supporting them. They know they're cunning, they're brothers. But those brothers, what they do outside, you don't know. And they come and give you money. You keep for them. Not only you keep for them, you have your share at the end of the day. And you stand in the pulpit because you are driving a Bentley, you are driving a Porsche, you are driving a Rolls Royce. You say, "God is blessing me." No, let not lie to the people of God.
Absolutely.
Let's be honest.
Absolutely.
Let's be honest.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. The kind of flattery that we have come to see these days. It is quite sad, these things that we see being done. Let's hear what you say. Give us a shout. 012-334-1322.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Babongani. Babongani. Okay. Babongane, I can't hear you at all. I can't hear you at all. I'm sorry about that. I can't hear you at all. Your WhatsApp is empty. Please check again and send.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Mam Maureen.
Oh. Good evening, my pastor. But I forgot the group. Is this Uzomchela? Uzomchela, wena umpendule. A greetings to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Is this the OJs or the Commodays? Uzomchela, Uzomchela, my brother. Ngani ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi they are Commodos, they are OJs. I don't know which group was.
Okay.
Jesus is love.
Aibo. Kanti wenzani mama? All right. Somehow, her audio was just playing out there. I'll come back to you, Mama. I want to go back to the audio of Babongane. Maybe I've fixed it somehow. Maybe I've fixed it somehow. And I'll come back to it. 657 medium wave radio pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Listen to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
All right, let me start with Babongane and see if I gotten right the audio. Hi, bo. Hey, my daughter. Let me try it again. I'm going to try it again. Don't worry. Abangbizi Makaiva Nji. I'm going to try it. And this is my last chance of trying it. And I know it's going to work.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guest in the studio, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the name which is above all, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, modern flattery.
Afuna ukuyihlomlisa ngezwi likaNkoloNkolo bekhohlisake abantwana nabantu bakaNkoloNkolo. Flattery is the act of giving excessive or insincere praise to someone, usually to gain their favor. In modern moral philosophy, flattery is generally considered a form of deception and is morally wrong when it causes harm or violates rights. The deceptive nature of flattery, Colossians chapter 2, verse 4. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 8. For that righteous man, dwelling among them, tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. The character and intent of flatterers. Jude 6. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. Romans chapter 16, verse 18. For those who are such, do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ by their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. Ngempela ke yikho okwenzekayo emabandleni kugcwele ke abantu abasebenzela ke izisu zabo bengasebenzeli inkosi yethu uKristu Jesu babheke ukuzihlomulisa. Isona ke isikhathi ke esiphila kusona ke namhlanje. Manje ke abantwana bakaNkuluNkulu kumele ke baqaphele lezi gebengu eziza ke ngokuzozicebisa ke ngokuqambela ke abantu amanga. Angibonge ke uNkuluNkulu anibusise egameni lika Jesu Kristu wase Nazaretha. Amen.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Siyabonga babongane, sibonga kakhulu inkosi kubusise. Let me go back to that amusing WhatsApp sent by Mam Maureen.
Good evening, Brother Ray. Good evening, my pastor. Ha! Hey, yes, I'm Zubana, Liz. But I forgot the group. Is this Uzongchela for Uzongchela with Umpendule? Greetings to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Yes, I'm Zubana, Liz. Is this the OJs or the Commodays? Uzongchela. Uzongchela, my brother, ngani ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi they are Commodores, they are OJs. I don't know which group was singing this song. Ezam Zukwana siya dance. Yeah. Jesus is love. I know. He doesn't let us down, my brother. You will tell me I forgot ukuthi ama OJs or ama Commodores. Please, ungitshele good radio ukuthi ama Commodores or Elan, but in the OJs, because of when I remember Lionel Rich was with the Commodores, Wapuma Kuma Commodores. So, le as good is the Commodores or the OJs. Ha, Jesus is love. He doesn't let us down. Yabon, kona manje, my brother, we do not have electricity.
So
we don't have electricity. You know, to my surprise, Brother Ray, we don't have heaters. Brother Ray, my brother in the Lord. Umhlaba ngesifuba sami siyo ilabo siyobe sesithula khona singasakhulumi right now uzongixoxela uzongitshela bhuti wami ukuthi ama OJs or ama Commodores when I remember ukuthi kunele sicolo bathi when I remember what the Lord has done I will never go back anymore. When I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back anymore. I say no, 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 I will never go back anymore. No, 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 no. No, 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 I will never go back anymore. Haki hupula se yentsweng ke muren ankeke ka khutlela murao. No backsliding, but Haki hupula se yentsweng ke murena hankeke ka khutlela mura pare che kiri che nkasike ka khutlela mura kiri che anke ke ka khutlela mura rona re backslide, no backsliding. When we remember the Lord what has done for us, ha, we say no, 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 I will never go back anymore. We still say Jesus Christ is the Lord. O tla nkaraba abuti wa konjo tsore ke di OJs ka pa ke di Commodores. Ke a libala nya sihlanganisa. Hayi zamzukwana lezi. Ngiyabonga. Thank you very much. Good evening. Asina gesi but ke I was able to ngicharge ama phone wethu uhambe ngo-5 uyobuya ngobathi uzobuya ngo-9 ngo-10 asesiyamangala thina akuna mayitha akunalutho. Thank you very much. Good evening, my brother.
Ne.
At TBN Africa,
you always have a home.
You better hear me clearly.
That's why we want to nurture you with our first-rate African and international Christ-centered programs
that are tailor-made for the whole family.
I want to talk to somebody.
Whether you're looking for God's Word,
music,
movies,
or even youth shows,
we've got you covered.
He doesn't promise stuff that he doesn't provide for.
Tune in to TBN Africa
on DSTV Channel 343.
If you'll get an agreement and say, yes, this is for me,
tune in to love.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. Send us your WhatsApps. Give us a shout also. The number to dial in the studio is 012-334-1322. And of course, the WhatsApp, it's 082-657-2729. We are touching on this, the very issue of the flattery and how complicated this has become, or this has been made and designed so that even opposing it becomes something that many people become discouraged at doing.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Now, this is also what is spoken with regards to flattery. It's known as a lying tongue, and it crushes people. It is a mouth that works ruin, or wants to ruin the lives of people. Proverbs 26:28, a lying tongue hates those who are crushed by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin. And this is what we see. The intention of flattery is to ruin the movement of the gospel and also the testimonies of the multitudes of people. But also, it is a perpetuation of hate or hatred, facilitation of hatred instead of a brotherly love. Muruti, what comes to mind? Muruti Murakam?
Yes, my brother. The most powerful flattery which ever took place was when the snake spoke with Eve, flattering her. And what did it cause? Cause that today all of us are born sinners. It caused that all of us should seek to turn away from our natural inclination and accept the gift of God, of grace in the Messiah himself, that he came to set us free from slavery to sin. And once we have accepted that we should actually walk by his guidance through the Spirit and the Word, therefore that we would not entertain flatteries, whether towards ourselves or even towards others. And we would then be walking in the example of the Great One. Because in John chapter 2, from verse 23, the Word of God says this: "Now, as he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed in him, in his name, when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all and had no need that anyone should testify concerning human beings. For he knew what was in human beings." You see, earlier on, we read there that the people who were flattering him wanted to catch him by his words, and they couldn't actually seize him when they wanted to seize him because they feared people. Mostly, flatteries continue, and that's why they've even become complicated, because the whole aim is to try and get people to follow one. And follow one so that through their influence of being multitudes behind one, then they are able to sort of secure a position of leadership for that one whom they are following.
Hold on a bit for me, Mruti. Just hold on a bit for me. Let me also, let's bring in Gail, Shirley Israel. Let's bring Gail Israel, Gail Shirley Israel on the floor. Gail Shirley Israel, thank you so much. Welcome.
Good evening, Radio Pulpit. Good evening, Pastor. I just want to contribute to what I know, what I've seen. I visited one or two churches, and one of them was a deliverance ministry. And what I saw there was, I could see this pastor doesn't have the fear of God at all. And the ministry was all about him and his wife, and also pulling and sucking money out of people all the time. You know, the church, some churches where they are doing demonic rituals and stuff, where as the word of God has not been taught to the people, the word of God, whatever they teach the people, has been turned into money laundering or money collecting or money pledges, you know, manipulating the people. And then before the people knows it, they come under a spirit of bewitchment and they just fall prey to that. And they continued, and they start worshiping the man of God, worshiping the pastor. They mentioned Jesus, but he's there on the at the back. He's not even evident, you know, because when the Lord, the word of God has been preached, God honors that word and God's presence comes. So they, this bewitchment, they camouflage people with it as the anointing. Don't touch my anointed, do my prophets no harm. It's when they themselves are so guilty of cursing people, gossiping about people, and threatening people. And when they hear rumors back, people talking about them, then they want to quote that scripture, Psalm 105, verse 15, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. But you know what? The fear of the Lord God is not in their hearts. I don't think they ever had the fear of God. And this is what the churches need today, the body of Christ, the leadership, the rulership, is to take care of the sheep, the flock, the people. Look out for their well-being. I'm not talking about physical well-beings only, but I talk about their souls. Feed them with the word of God, you know. Ensure that they are fed with the word. Ensure that they are in the right place, that they know that the main course of the Christianity is Jesus Christ, and that they are being led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not even mentioned in some of these churches where these pastors stand at the pulpit and they do what they do, what they are not heard from God, because at the end of the day, it's about dragging the people into their little den of witchcraft. And I personally saw in one or two churches where I visited, I didn't go for prayer or deliverance, I was just visiting, I was invited. And the Lord opened my eyes and he showed me a big snake in the church, and I smelled the residue of the spirit of Jezebel. And the mother of the church, the woman was sitting in a corner gossiping with other people while the man of God was leading prayer. I couldn't believe it. But you know what? Jesus is coming back for the spotless bride, a spotless church. We have to make up our minds. We need to pray for discernment. We need to really search the word of God for ourselves and get into it and ask God to connect us with the Holy Spirit and connect us with the right people, the right church where we can fellowship and the right time, you know, because things are getting out of hand. And we, like I say, we must make up our minds. What do we want? Are we lusting after our own desires, or are we lusting or giving glory to man and putting Jesus aside? It's time for us, the body of Christ, to turn back to Jesus Christ wholeheartedly with the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for this time that is opening the eyes of the people, because God also says that he is going. Jesus says, actually, that the wheat will grow up with the wheat. And this is what we are seeing today. The wheat is erupting very, very fast. And they are surely, they have their own heaven, I believe, where they are going. But they are not going when Jesus is coming back for his own people. Mm. Otherwise, there wouldn't be so much disarray and darkness in the church. Hmm. Blessings, Pastor. God bless. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much, Vanessa. Gail Shelley, Israel there. I really appreciate. Thank you so much. Now, Muritu, you left it 5 minutes. Let me give you just also one and a half to two, and also Pastor Sam, one and a half to two to rep. Muritu Mraka.
Yes, sir. As I was saying, reading there, that the Messiah himself did not commit himself to people, to what they wanted. Otherwise, they would have derailed him from the will of the Father. And if we will follow him, if we will hear him, if we will obey him, whether we are those that are being ministered to, being served the word, and other giftings which are meant to build us up, we should always be seeking the will of the Father in the truth and not seeking to be flattered. Whether we are those that are serving or ministering, we also should steer away from flattery. It does not matter if everybody is doing it. We didn't come to Christ to do what everybody is doing. We came to Christ to obey him, to follow him. And if we happen to be walking together in the same direction, let it be that our common identification is that we are obedient to the Father.
Absolutely. Pastor Sam, what say you finally, sir?
Yeah, thank you very much. What I would say, as Muruti Muraka said, as he's finishing his speech, we need to be so very, careful with whatever we see, whatever we say. In whatever approach, let's keep up with the truth. You know, the truth has nothing else than the Messiah himself. If we can stick to that, whatever that comes, it won't meet us, but to meet Christ. When we meet Christ, Christ will always correct it. That's the bottom line. The moment you start trying to find a way of presenting something, that's where flattery comes in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Next week, we are talking about mysteries concerning Yahuwah, mysteries concerning the Creator, our Elohim, against the perceptions of men. Against the perceptions of men, you would see how this topic becomes an extension of the current one. And that is what we will be looking into next week. We trust the Father is going to bless you so much. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for the voice notes. Thank you for listening. Mam Maureen, it's the Commodores. And thank you so much for praying for us. And Muruti Muraka, thank you so much. We really appreciate. Much blessings to you and to the family, sir.
Thank you, Baba. Please give your family our love. And Prof. Kabamba, we love you and give your family our love, my brother. Thanks.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Pastor Sam, thank you so much. We really appreciate. Please pass our regards to the family also.
Yes, I'll do exactly that. You too, pass our regards to your family and Muruti Muraka, do the same. May the Lord continue to bless you, and we love you so much.
Thank you so much. And of course, we are going to touch again base tomorrow night. It is Thursday Live. We will be talking there. Thank you very much. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There is none like him in our lives.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi ku radiopulpit.co.za.
It's been great. It's been wonderful. Coming up next, it is Dr. Mabunda. He's taking you through from me, Ray, and the whole crew, me and Karabo Mraka and Pastor Sam. We really appreciate. And of course, it is amazing that each and every time, you know, we hear from you and we learn from you. May the Father bless you abundantly. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. And I say, Tuda! Rabba!
A beacon of light, 657 AM. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho kuWhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.